Welcome to the My Shamanic Life podcast, your exploration of the intersection of yoga, shamanic Reiki, and wildlife conservation. I'm your host, Debbie Philp, and I'm here to share the practices that keep me grounded, connected, and real as a yoga teacher, a shamanic Reiki practitioner and teacher, a mentor, and a wildlife rehabilitator and advocate. It is time for you to unveil your unique gifts to the world and step forward as an inspirational leader and change maker in service to your circle, your community, and our earth. Welcome to your extraordinary life. You'll find past episodes of My Shamanic Life on myshamaniclife.com and a link to Patreon. Now more than ever, please consider, if you enjoy this podcast, sponsoring us on Patreon. You're supporting Dancing Turtle Wildlife, which rescues, rehabilitates, and releases injured wild turtles. Most of my funding for my wildlife rehab has come from the private yoga and shamanic Reiki sessions that I've done. I've dedicated that income. Unfortunately, with our current situation, I'm not able to do that work. So your patronage is extremely valuable for me right now. And you can become a patron on Patreon for as little as a dollar a month. And I know that this is a difficult time for many of you. But if you have it to spare, please consider. The link is in the show notes, wherever you find them. I invite you to unroll your yoga mat to join me for a practice in a few minutes. But for now, wherever you're listening, notice how the earth is holding you. Be aware of what touches the ground, the floor, your chair, or whatever is supporting you. And sink a little deeper into that support. Feel your energetic roots sink down into the earth, anchoring you in so you feel nourished. Nurtured. You are here. The time is now. The card that I pulled out of the Wild Unknown Animal Spirit deck by Kim Kranz this morning is Tarantula. And Tarantula is a card in her fire element group. And Tarantula's message is about finding your life's purpose. It can indicate being at a crossroads, a time of making a decision, and prioritizing your life's deepest purpose, or dharma. And she says that your life's habits or routines may be sidetracking you from that purpose. And aren't we in an interesting position to reevaluate our routines, as so many of us are changing them in the wake of the coronavirus pandemic? So I ask you, why are you here now? What dreams have been on hold as you work, as you shop, as you run from activity to activity? What's been waiting for you to have to stop? For myself, I have some things that I'm going to start working on once I move through this transition into a different way of being in the world, of delivering the services that I offer. I'm also moving much more deeply into my own practices, remembering that those are the things that keep me grounded, connected, and real. And even at this time of physical isolation, physical distancing, I can stay connected, I can stay real, and I can be grounded in this life. And it's from that place that I can begin to explore my life's deeper purpose. you can too. If you are not a member of the Shamanic Flow Circle group on Facebook, this is a wonderful time to join us. I'm connecting with that group by doing a live every morning to share the energy of the day and to just check in. We're also making it a point to share lots of fun, cute animal pictures, videos, stories, good news stories, to keep lifting each other up, keeping our hearts open. Right? If you'd like to join me for some yoga, and you can do that now, go ahead and get onto your mat. And I'm going to ask you to come down into child's pose with your knees very wide, maybe even wider than your mat, your big toes together. Sink your hips to your heels, rest your forehead, and reach your hands out in front of you. Relax your arms for a moment so that you can settle in. It might take a few breaths before you can wiggle your sitting bones down a little bit more. Play with that tarantula energy, spider. Starting in child's pose and waiting. Waiting. Start to breathe more deeply here in this wide child's pose. Bring the breath down into your abdomen so you can feel it expand between your thighs into the back. As you exhale, let the air go. Again, breathe in deeply. Start to send the breath all the way down to the pelvic floor. You expand into the sides of your waist, into your low back and hips. Exhale, let all the air flow out as if it was running out of a tipped bottle. Inhale again. Breathe in. Open up. Exhale all the air out. If your hips will wiggle a little bit closer to your heels, just micro movements. Then walk your hands out a bit so that your elbows come off the floor. And lift up onto your fingertips so that your hands are like spiders. Inch them forward just a little bit more. Draw your shoulder blades towards your hips and feel the outsides of your shoulders lengthening. Relax your neck. Now lift your forehead just a fraction of an inch off the floor, and on those spider fingers, walk over to the right so that your torso starts to bend towards your right knee. Go as far as you can comfortably go to the right. Let your forehead come back down. Walk your fingers out a little bit further, particularly the left fingers. Reach back with your left hip to keep it over your heel. And keep breathing deeply. Feel how the breath goes into your left side. Feel that opening up. Of your fingers, your spider hands. Lift your forehead a little bit and walk your hands back to center, and then walk them to your left and bend your torso towards your left knee. Walk the fingers out a little bit further as you let your head come back down. Reaching through the right fingers now, ease the right hip back, open up the right side, and breathe into that. Keep deepening the breath. Feel the breath move into the right side of your waist, your right side ribs. Now up onto the tips of your fingers again, walk your hands back to center. Release down, forehead down. Relax your arms again. Sink your hips. Maybe they go just a little bit further. Take another breath. And then slowly make your way up onto your hands and knees. Walk your hands forward toward the top of your mat. Curl your toes under. And moving like a cat, slowly begin to lift your hips and ease your way up into downward facing dog. Position your feet a little wider than you might normally in a down dog, just to warm it up and balance it. Make sure your hands are about shoulder width apart. Spread out through your fingers and ease down into the knuckles of each finger, the outer ridges of the palms, pressing down through the pads of the fingers as if they were paws and you were starting to claw your way into the ground. Soften your elbows and knees, and pedal your heels a few times, bending deeply into one knee as you drop the other heel, and then going to the other side, back and forth. Enjoy that little bit of movement and notice how it moves into your hips. A little rock in the hips from side to side. And then bring the hips to stillness, bring the legs to stillness, soft knees, soft elbows. Spin the inner crease of your elbows toward the front. And feel the arm bones shift position in your shoulders. To me, it feels like the head of the arm bone moves onto the back of the ribcage. That's not what's actually physically happening, but that's how I see it in my mind's eye. It closes the shoulders a little bit, this external rotation of the upper arms. Now press down into the stretch of skin between your thumbs and first fingers. Press into the base of your pinky finger. And across that diagonal, push the floor away. Lift your hips up and back a little bit further. Keep the shoulders closed and feel the lengthening down your sides. Move your shoulder blades towards your hips, just like you did in that early child's pose. So the arms are reaching in one direction, the shoulder blades in the other, and you're lengthening through that side. Now keep the knees soft, but engage the fronts of the thighs and press your thigh bones into the flesh in the back of your thighs. It will move your heels toward the floor to do this. Don't force the heels down. Relax your head between your arms. Breathe deeply into this long, open, downward facing dog, allowing the heart to move through, to expand. The shoulder blades are moving down and in, pressing the ribcage gently forward toward the floor. Take two more breaths. Now look to your hands and step your feet to your hands so that you're hanging in a forward fold. Keep your feet hip to shoulder width apart. Bend your knees slightly. Let your upper body hang down over your thighs. Relax your neck. How's the tension in your neck? Nod your head yes. Shake it no. Release all that tension. Now take the first two fingers of both hands. Hook your big toes. Bend your elbows out to the sides and draw your heart towards your knees just a little bit more. Tuck your chin so your neck stays long. On your next breath in, keep a hold of your big toes and lift up to a flat back as high as your arms will allow. Draw your heart through the arms, reach your tailbone back, the knees can stay slightly bent. Exhale, bend your elbows out to the side and reconnect abdomen to thighs, heart to knees, tuck your chin. Another inhale, lift your heart. Find your half lift. Press your big toes into your fingers so they don't escape. Exhale, bend your elbows out to the side, draw your upper body down into your thighs, relax your neck, drop your head. Inhale again, lift up. Move your shoulder blades towards your hips. Heart comes through. Exhale, abdomen, heart, chin, folding deeply. One more time, inhale, lift up. Lengthen, heart through, shoulders down. Exhale, release back into your folds. Soften your knees enough to be able to release your fingers. Let your arms hang. Press the floor away with your feet. And as you feel that energy start to come to your legs, roll yourself up. Keep pressing the floor away. And feel yourself stacking and lifting. Think about the way a seedling starts to lift up out of the soil, uncurling, opening to the sky. Now take an inhale, sweep your arms up over your head. Bring your hands together at the top, reach, and exhale, bring your hands down to your heart. Rest your thumbs against your sternum. Relax your shoulders down your back. Lift your ears. Drop your tailbone. Balance your weight over the center of your feet and feel your toes resting on the floor. Feel the width of your feet across the ball of the big toe, the ball of the pinky toe, and across the heels. Now take a big breath in, and as you exhale, hug into the sides of your waist, bring your navel in. Imagine the muscles in the abdomen crunching into a fist and lifting the diaphragm and the lungs up so all the air comes out. The top of the sternum lifts a little bit against your thumbs. Feel that. Hold that up there. Inhale, feel the belly again. Exhale, sides of the waist come in, hold the bottom of the rib cage in, draw the navel in and up, lift the sternum into the thumbs. Exhale, hold the sternum up, relax. Inhale. Exhale. Now take an inhale, drop your hands down, reach out and up. Exhale, soft knees, hinge and fold. bring your upper body down over your thighs. Bend your knees deeply and place those spider fingers on the floor. Now lift your left foot and step back so that you're in a lunge. Curl the toes under, press the left heel back. Make sure that your right knee is on top of your right heel. Stay up on your fingertips so that you can roll your shoulders down your back, reach up through the crown of your head. Now, begin to very gently move your hips up and down. Very gentle pressing down until you can feel the knees separate, that little bit of stretch in the front of the left hip, the back of the right thigh, and then release that slightly, lifting the knees. Let's do it with the breath. Inhale, press down gently. Exhale, release. Inhale, imagine the breath all sinking down into your pelvic floor, making the hips heavy. Exhale, the hips lighten. One more time, inhale down into the hips. Slide your knees apart, sink them a little bit deeper. Exhale, let that soften. Beautiful. Spin your left heel down and turn your toes out to the side so that your feet are perpendicular. Move your heel a little bit so that if you drew a line from the heel of your right foot, it would intersect the arch of the left. Lift that arch. Roll to the outside edge. And feel your whole foot pressing down into the floor. Now press down into your right foot. And notice when your fingertips start to feel light. Swing your left hand out to the front, up overhead, and then lift your upper body and cartwheel the arms parallel to the floor in Warrior Two. Open your heart to the left side so that your shoulders align over your hips into the line of the feet. Look back over your left shoulder. Notice your left arm. Is it where you think it is? Find a nice straight line from your left fingers to your right fingers, and then turn and look out over your right fingers. Relax your neck. Move your shoulder blades down your back. Broaden your collarbones. Now take a breath in here. Open up some space. Draw in. On the exhale, hugging in through the sides of your waist, the bottom of the rib cage. Feel your sternum start to lift. Inhale, hold that up, open. Exhale, hugging in just a little bit, keeping the core working. Keep lifting the top of your sternum up towards your left ear. Feel the shoulder blades roll down the back even further. Take another breath in. As you exhale, bring your right hand down outside your right foot and cartwheel the left hand to the inside. Roll back up onto your left toes, back into your lunge, up on those fingertips so the heart stays lifted. Now bring your right arm to the inside of your right leg so that both hands now are on the inside of the foot. Turn your heart a little bit to the left. And then turn your left heel down to the floor and your left toes up to the sky. so that you're resting on the back of that heel. We're in a side lunge now. Walk your hands around a little bit more to the left to allow your heart to fully open up there. And sink your hips down into the space behind your right heel. And feel the stretch in the inside of your left hip and thigh as you open up the groin muscles there. Walk your hands a little bit more toward the back of your mat. Spin your left foot down and your right toes toward the long side so your feet are now parallel. Bend your knees deeply and like a spider, crawl your hands toward the left side of your mat or your left foot at the back of your mat. Spin your left toes all the way out toward that side and roll up onto your right heel, the back of your heel, so your toes are pointing up. Keep your hands out to that side, but still inside your left foot. Left knee bends right over that heel, and the hips start to sink down to the left toward the back of that heel, feeling the stretch in the inside of your right leg, making that side lunge in the other direction. Start to walk your hands even more towards your left foot. Turn your right foot around so that you're on the ball of that foot. Your heel is up. And bring your hands to either side of your left foot. So now you're facing the opposite direction. Your left hand is to the outside of the foot, right hand is to the inside. Turn your heart all the way over that left knee. Stay in your lunge here. Couple breaths, separating the knees, letting the hips fall. Take an inhale, and as the breath flows into the pelvic floor, sink the hips a little more heavily. Exhale, let that release slightly. Inhale, sink the hips. Exhale, release. Inhale, sink deeper, pressing the hips toward the floor, no strain. Exhale, let it go. One more time, inhale and exhale. Now spin your right heel down. Flatten your foot and turn your toes out to the side. Feet are perpendicular again. Align your arch with the left heel. And then lift that arch. Press the outside edge of your foot down into the floor. Now press down into your left foot. Lighten your hands. Swing your right arm forward, up, and then as it starts to reach behind you, lift up, cartwheel the arms up, warrior two, arms are parallel to the floor, reaching out in that line. Allow the heart to open up into the space between the arms as you line your hips and your shoulders with your heels. Look to the right. Move that right arm into a straight line with the left. Reach through your fingers. Drop your shoulders. Turn your head to the left and find a focal point past your middle finger. Ease your shoulder blades down. Take an inhale deep into the belly. Exhale, draw in and up. like those abdominal muscles or a fist pressing up. Lift everything up into the top of the chest, so the top of the sternum is now lifting towards your right ear. Inhale, hold that up. As you breathe in, let it get full. Exhale, lift. Just these tiny, tiny movements, opening up that space in the heart. Take another breath. On your next inhale, straighten your left leg. Lift your left toes and turn them toward the long side of the mat. So your feet are now parallel with each other and the short ends. Arms are extended out to the side. Soften your knees, inhale. And as you exhale, hinge from your hips and come forward with a flat back. Bring your arms forward and place your fingertips on the floor underneath your shoulders. Notice your hips. Bring them into line with your heels. Walk your hands forward on those spider hands if necessary. Feel your body flat, long. Now take your left hand and walk it a little bit to your right so it's more under the center of your chest than your shoulder. Lift your right arm out to the right side. Align your arm with your collarbones. Take an inhale, and as you exhale and start to hug in, spin your heart to the right until your right shoulder is over your left arm. Press those fingertips down into the floor as you reach up through the right. Open up that space. Take another breath in. Exhale, unwind your twist. Flat back, right hand under the right shoulder. Walk your right hand now a little more under the center of your chest. Fingertips down. Reach your left arm out to the left side. Lengthen. And as you take your next exhale and start to hug in, spin your open heart to the left, working towards stacking your shoulders over your right fingertips. Breathe into that. Unwind your twist, hands underneath your shoulders. Put a little bit of bend into your knees and turn your toes out into a V. Start to sink your hips down until you meet resistance or your hips are level with your knees. Put a little bend in your elbows to allow your whole upper body to come down toward the floor a little flatter. Stay on your fingertips. Move your hands a little more to the side and in front of you. They're just a bit wider and in front of your shoulders. Now bring your attention to your right foot and lift your right heel, pressing the ball of that foot down. Feel the sensation in your calf, in your thigh. And on your next exhale, lower your heel back down. Bring your attention over to your left foot. On your next inhale, lift your left heel. Keep breathing. Press the ball of your left foot down. Notice how that feels in your left leg. On your exhale, lower your heel. Now take an inhale, lift both heels. Press down into the balls of your feet. Keep your bent knees moving out over the toes, the hips down. Draw your spine long and your sternum towards your chin. You might even sink just a little more deeply into the knees and elbows so that the flat upper body starts to come down. Feel your heart move through your arms. Draw your shoulder blades in and down and look ahead slightly. Take a couple more breaths here in this fun spider pose. Slowly lower both heels. Press your feet into the floor and begin to lift your hips so that your legs straighten. Spin your heels out behind your toes and release your upper body down into a forward fold. Relax your neck, let your head hang. Relax your shoulders, let your arms hang. Nod your head yes. Shake it no. Keep your knees soft. Lift your arches slightly. Draw energy up the insides of your legs and lift the inner parts of your knees towards your hips. Feel your sitting bones tip to the ceiling just a little bit more. Take a couple breaths here. Your hands under your shoulders and lift up halfway. Bring your hands to the tops of your thighs so your index fingers are by the hip creases. Use that for support. With soft knees, inhale, lift your heart flat back. Stack your shoulders over your hips. Release your hands. Heel toe your feet together and turn to face the front of your mat. Take an inhale, sweep your arms up overhead. As you exhale, hinge from your hips and fold. Bend your knees deeply. Place your palms down, shoulder width apart near the top of your mat, and step your feet back into downward facing dog. Take a couple breaths to lengthen your down dog. On your next exhale, lower your knees. Walk them wide as your mat or even wider, flatten your toes. Sink your hips to your heels. Set your forehead on the floor, coming back into child's pose. Relax your arms. Come back to your breath. Notice what's true in your body in this moment. Walk your hands towards your knees. Lift your upper body up off of your thighs. Slide your left knee to the right and drop your left hip down so that both of your feet are out to the right side. Put your right ankle into the arch of your left foot. Place your right hand on your left knee. Make the spider hand with your left rest on the fingertips and start to walk them back. Turn your heart to the left. Spin it open. Now turn your head to the right so your chin comes towards your right shoulder and you're looking toward the top of your mat. Keep opening your heart to the left. Another breath. Inhale, release your twist. Bring your spider fingers to either side of your knees. Lift your hips, slide your feet to the left, drop your right hip down. Rest your left ankle in the arch of your right foot. Bring your left hand onto your right knee, make the spider hand with your right, and walk your right fingertips back as you spin your heart open to the right. Turn your head to the left to look forward again, bringing your chin towards your left collarbone. Feel the breath move up and down the spiral of your spine. Inhale, unwind your twist. Sink all the way over onto your right hip, swing your legs around and roll yourself down onto your back. Transitioning into Savasana, final relaxation. Make any adjustments you need to make to be comfortable. Relax your shoulders, allow your arms to get heavy, spin your palms to the sky. Relax your hips. Relax your legs, splay your feet apart. Relax your neck. Imagine a bowl cut in the ground to receive the back of your head. Sink it into the floor. Feel your rib cage, your spine heavy. Relax the breath. Relax the skin around your closed eyes. Relax your tongue and your jaw. Leave you here to rest in the breath as long as you desire. Your breath is your anchor. And as you settle into the stillness, this time of rest, open your heart to your deeper purpose. Stay well, honoring the divine light in all beings that connects us and makes us one.